Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, Simone Wright. Simone, you are an author. You're an international authority on intuition, creativity, and entrepreneurship. Simone, you're found on the web at SimoneWright.com. It's great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Josh. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, you and I have already chatted a time or two. And so I really love your topic. And do you mind maybe just kind of kicking us off, talking about your impact in the world, who you serve, and all this about intuition?
Yes, yes. Well, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 9 years old. So that's over 40 years. And I've also had this intuitive intelligence as I was a little kid. So I've taken those two passions in my life and I've mushed them together like an awesome peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And now I take that intuitive skill set and I train people how to develop it, how to apply it, how to use it at will. And what I think I excel the most at is knocking the fluff off the intuitive process so that people can access it in a way that is directable, is tangible, is targetable, and you can actually see results in. And I work with emerging entrepreneurs, top-level CEOs, people from all walks of life in learning how to develop what I call that first intelligence.
Yeah. So for someone that's listening to us and they're kind of on the edge of like, oh, is this going to be a bunch of woo-woo stuff? Let's talk about, because I love how you talk about what intuition is, right? And I think we can all, as leaders, identify. Again, I'm kind of spoiling the, how you describe it, just because we've already had this conversation. But share just a bit about what intuition is, so we can get everybody back on board.
Sure. Well, listen. All of you guys are high performing entrepreneurs, and you've heard people like Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Sarah Blakely, the creator of Spanx, they all talk about intuition as being the wisdom that helped them shape their level of success. So we've all heard it, but none of those excellent people can explain how or what intuition is or why it works or how it works or how they direct it. And I got my intuition street cred working with law enforcement, working with police in missing children's cases, helping them find missing children and helping them close cold cases. So working with law enforcement, you can't go into an environment like that and be talking fluffy stuff. It has to be rooted in science. It has to be very pragmatic. It has to be understandable and applicable. So listen, I understand the sort of there might be a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to the idea of what intuition is, but you can't look out in the world today and not listen to a top-level entrepreneur, people who are changing the world in big ways, and not hear them talk about the word intuition. So my goal in what I do in my service to the world is help people access that higher level that we all have, by the way. We're all born with it. It's not something that some people have and others don't. It's inherent in our biology. And I help us tap into that inherent intelligence in a way that there's no doubt about it. There's no need to be skeptical or think it's woo-woo, because it's not.
Yeah. Well, what I'm really interested in, Simone, is how I as a leader can enhance this. Like we want to, it's like a muscle and You know, I think we all know what it feels like. The way I think of it too is like there are times in our business when we feel like we're in a flow. And then there's times in our business where we just feel like there's a bunch of stuck energy and something's not working. Something's out of alignment. Something's not working. And I keep encountering frustration. And, you know, I don't want that. I want more flow where like answers seem to come easy to me. Insights, like, you know, like that's what I want more of. How can I spend more time in my business in that sort of state?
Yes. Well, you just identified a really important thing. And I'm sure that all of your listeners have noticed that they have that flow where stuff is just it boom, boom, boom. They take a shot. They can't miss. So what you want to be able to recognize in that moment is that you've already got that intuitive skill set rolling. It's already active in you. What I tend to identify in everybody that I work with is that we've got our sort of intuitive superpower where stuff really flows. It's like done, done, done. And then we've got our intuitive Achilles heel. We've got a weak spot. We've got, there's a gap. And that gap, that empty space is clarified, is cleared out when you start to understand principles of intuition. And you mentioned a really important word, Josh. You mentioned the word flow. And the idea of flow is evident in, you know, top level performers, high level athletes and all that sort of stuff. And I bet you'd be all willing to say that when you're in flow, you're not thinking. There's very little thought going on. And the intuitive process is rooted beyond thought. So how do we get out of our way when things are stuck? This is going to sound counterintuitive. It's not going to make sense to you, but that's why it's intuition. Is I invite you to stop grinding. I invite you to go take a walk. I invite you to go, shoot some golf balls, go play hoops, go meditate, go take a shower. I always say to my male clients, I said, if you haven't shaved already, go shave. Why? Why do I invite you to do that to get back into flow? And not being a shaver myself, I'm just assuming with all of the men that I've watched as they shave. They're not really thinking. It's so automatic. And maybe you can speak to this, Josh. You're not really thinking. You've shaved so much that it's just automatic. You've got a routine, right? And oftentimes I hear from many of my male entrepreneurs is that they'll get the most powerful intuitive hits when they're shaving or when they're getting ready to line up a golf ball and take the shot or when they're in the shower. Why? Because their mind has stopped. It's in an empty, relaxed space. And that's when the intuitive ideas start to come in. Wow. It's not when you're trying to figure stuff out. So Albert Einstein, who is one of the most, powerful proponents of the intuitive process, said that he got his most brilliant ideas when he was out sailing his little ship, his little boat, and putting around on the water. It wasn't when he was grinding it out in the studio, or in the lab. So I always say, if you're stuck, move, get out of the environment that keeps you stuck and go do something that relaxes your mind.
And go shave, even if you don't need to shave.
You know, I've got pretty smooth skin. I find that most of my intuitive hits come when I have horses, and I find that most of my intuitive hits come when I'm out walking the horses or when I'm getting their grain ready. It's not when I'm in the studio. It's not when I'm trying to figure things out. And so allowing a spaciousness in the mind allows that flow to move.
You know, I'm listening to a book on digital minimalism and, you know, just how important that is that we give our brain time to relax and digest and how often we don't do that as much anymore. Like back in the 80s, you know, before we all had cell phones in the 90s, you know, sometimes you would just have to just sit and be bored for 15, 20, 30 minutes or something like that while you're waiting. Mm-hmm. And we don't do that anymore. Well, that's actually really good for our brain to be able to do that. So right now it's like, we're just constantly bombarding with information. So I know for me, Simone, one thing that, I have to be pretty thoughtful about is when I take my dog for a walk around the block, I have the temptation to start listening to something, podcast news, you know, whatever. And I come back and it's just not as rewarding. Sure, I was learning something or whatever, but it just, I don't feel as relaxed as opposed to if I just am conscious about unplugging. I feel that that recharges me so much more. And I, so that that's, you know, kind of my intuition telling me, yeah, give us more of that. And then that way, when I'm truly on, you know, it's kind of like this idea of like, you know, I'm going to grind work 16 hours a day, or I can be 100% on and present for 8 hours and then just, you know, have relaxed my mind and quiet and engage in hobbies and gardening and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I today would much rather do the 8 solid focused hours rather than 16 hours. I'm just not going to do that
for
anymore.
Sure. Yeah. And you mentioned something really important there. So the intuitive mind is the innovative mind. It's the trend setting mind. It's not the trend following mind. It's the expanded mind. It's the evolved mind. And the intuitive mind moves in direct proportion to how much room you give it. So if you're constantly filling your mind with data, so data is already known information. Now, listen, you can get a lot of benefit out of data. But if you're working as an entrepreneur who's looking to innovate, who's looking to set new trends in your income level, in your profit levels, in how your performance levels, if you're looking to set new trends, you've got to be able to innovate, because you'd already be creating those success markers if you were able to, based on the data that you're currently using. So when we're working intuitively, that is, we're not rooted in data. So we want to be able to give the mind room so that new information, new insight, new ideas, trend setting ideas can start to flow. And if I may, Josh, a little bit of a story, if I may. If you guys recall the tsunami that happened in Indonesia in 2004, I believe it was the one that wiped out, you know, 250,000 people. It was a pretty big wave. It was a giant wave. But what was interesting, that virtually no animals perished in that catastrophe, virtually none. Why? Because most of the animals sensed something was coming before the earthquake hit and before the wave hit. And in particular places in Indonesia, the tourists would ride on elephants on their little tourist trips. The elephants broke their chains before the wave hit and took off up the hills with people on their back. Nobody was injured by the elephants, by the way. But virtually none of the animals died. And why was that? Is because they sensed the energy in the field, the information of the wave in the field, and they responded from a level of mind, a level of intelligence that wasn't rooted in thought.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of a data tsunami that is unprecedented in our history, right? I call it, we're surfing the data wave. We're surfing the information wave. And as entrepreneurs, as visionaries, as mavericks, as people who are wanting to set innovative trends that help the world, we've got to be able to surf that wave. We've got to be able to get ahead of it so that we're not drowned by it. And our intuition is the skill set that will help us do that. It's a different level of mind that's rooted in strong targets, establishing a potent focus, and then being able to let that mind then go so that the information that's carried in the environment around us, just like the elephant sensed in Indonesia, can be perceived by us and then processed.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that story about Indonesia. They're like, what? You've got to be kidding. Quarter of a million people and then virtually no animals. What's going on there?
Yeah. And it, by the way, what you're talking about, so the 2004 tsunami, I was just kind of doing a quick search on this a fascinating article from the BBC about now work that they're doing with animals. And they'll actually have them wear collars on goats around these volcanoes and stuff because prior to the volcanic activity, the goats kind of do some weird stuff and they're able to like now just, you know, kind of watch these patterns. And it's fast. This is really, really fascinating.
Isn't it fascinating?
So Simone, tell me about how you work with individuals, like what the coaching, what does that look like?
Well, I work with, like I say, emerging and high level entrepreneurs, and we get together and we talk about what their targets are, what their goals are, where they're wanting to take their business. And we also talk about what's going on in their personal lives. Because listen, you may be really excelling at business and just being able to knock it out of the park, but you're stuck a little bit in your real world. Maybe you've, you know, having some limits. But we set some strong targets, some strong goals. And then we start activating the intuitive process within, within you. As a coach, I view the entrepreneurs that I work with as athletes. And I help them develop that intuitive fitness so that they can take it out of work and bring it into life, or bring it out of life and put it into work. One of my recent success stories was one of my clients wanted to expand his bottom line in business. And we took him from 40 million to 200 million in 3 years. And we're working on a $1 billion target now. And so we start to shape those really strong targets that are rooted in time, ideas, money. And we allow then the intuitive process to start to direct that entrepreneur in these sort of innovative ways. And it's really a fascinating process for me as a coach, because I love to see and feel and hear how entrepreneurs at high levels process information. And we've all got certain skill sets, certain superpowers, and entrepreneurs are really a dazzling crew. So what I help you guys do is I help you set really strong targets. And how this was established was me working with law enforcement. If I'm finding a missing kid, I need to establish a strong target. For me, that kid is home. And in a context like that, where high stakes, very limited time, you've got to be able to perform at a high level when stakes are high and pressure's on. And that's what I help entrepreneurs do by clearing out the mental clutter and really aligning that intuitive focus so that people can move with greater grace, greater efficiency, greater ease.
Yeah, your website is SimoneWright.com. We have that linked up. When somebody goes to your website, Simone, what would you recommend they do?
I recommend you check out the coaching to the Work With Me place. In classes, there's my master class specifically for intuition for entrepreneurs. And, you know, start simple. You can pick up a copy of my book, First Intelligence, Using the Science and Spirit of Intuition. When that book first came out, it ruffled a few feathers because it was a little bit ahead of its time. And I think finally people are catching up. But there's all sorts of ways to work with me, sort of starting at the basic fundamentals, or, you know, go big or go home is one of my mottos. And so you've got different levels there of work. I find that when we can work together one-on-one, we can get really specific with what those targets are and help you shape those targets in a way that it is ultimately like hitting a target with an archer. You set the target, you get into flow, you take the shot, and you let the intuitive mind do the rest. And that becomes a real fun place to be, where you're able to then let go of the stress. You're not having to grind anymore. Grinding is overrated.
Agreed. Simone Wright, author, your book, which we've got linked up as well, it's called First Intelligence, Using the Science and Spirit of Intuition. It's got a lot of positive reviews on Amazon. You got 71, you got 4.8, 71 ratings, 4.8. So very, very well loved. It's both in Kindle and paperback. And of course, your website, which we shared, that's SimoneWright.com. Simone, it's been great. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thanks for having me, Josh. Have a good day. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.